On Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute Week, are the secrets to solving our problems hiding in plain sight? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Peter Fox, professor and Tetherless World Constellation chair, details how it's all in the data.
With the spread of high-quality and high-throughput sensors, researchers are swimming in oceans of data. Individual bits of information, amassed in datasets around the world, chronicle every research topic literally from A to Z, from astronomy to zoology. Hidden in these datasets are patterns that could help us solve some of the most pressing challenges we face. New routes to renewable energy, clean water, and better health. But there's a problem. The datasets are too massive and complex for human intelligence alone to process. I'm a data scientist. My work helps researchers extract knowledge from the data that interests them. Standard data analysis techniques are often limited to comparing two variables simultaneously, revealing simple relationships, the kind you can plot with a line. We seek more complex relationships, analyzing as many as 10 dimensions simultaneously, finding patterns we weren't looking for. One way we do that is with network analysis, a technique social media applications use to make suggestions based on a suite of common traits like location, age, and interests. Instead of personal traits, we identify communities based on all variables in the datasets. Recently, we performed a network analysis of marine fossil records over the past 541 million years, analyzing more than 350,000 ancient groups of one or more populations. In these networks of fossils, we were able to clearly see choke points representing the five known mass extinctions. We quantified the relative ecological impact of those mass extinctions and explored the consequences of a sixth mass extinction. Network analysis is only one technique we use to navigate researchers' vast data and information holdings. With each undertaking, we fill in more of the bigger picture.
That was Peter Fox of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.